Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life.
Hey everyone, this is going to be a short and sweet segment. Let me just start off by letting y'all know that somehow, someway, my head broke a lamp. That's right, my own head broke a lamp. Moments before I was to begin my podcast tonight. So I came into my home office, I was putting the footrest under the desk, and all of a sudden I heard a loud clump and I felt something hit the top of my head, and it was thankfully unplugged, an old lamp I should have not had sitting way up high on top of my desk, but I did. And I guess I bumped something when I was putting the footrest under my desk. Oh my goodness. So it fell, landed on my head. My head broke the lamp, even though it was unplugged and all, you know, wasn't using it already, luckily. But now I won't be able to use it if I wanted to because I broke it. Oh, I guess, pun intended, I'm hard-headed. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, I got the worst headache. But it's weird because the headache's only, like, at the very top of my head where the lamp hit my head, you know, where my head broke the lamp. So I took a couple aspirin. I'm sure it'll be fine. I've had much worse accidents, so I'm actually more relieved that my head was not cut open this time. That's right, I said this time, because my head has been cut open before by a cat that had jumped on my trunk, and my trunk was leaning over putting like luggage in the trunk when I was younger, like early 20s. I'm almost 45 now. This Thursday, I'll be 45. I can't believe it. Anyway, back on track. And so that incident, when that all happened, Kramer, who's my birth mom's cat, the Tommy Kramer, rest in peace, very sweet cat, wanted my attention and didn't realize it. And I was like getting ready to leave and visit for the weekend and all that. And I was putting my luggage in the trunk. And Kramer, I guess, came to say goodbye, jumped on the trunk. And as I had my head, you know, leaning over, putting the luggage in the trunk, he jumped on to the car, onto the trunk, and the trunk landed on my head and cut my head open. And I have this tiny little scar. Most people don't see, but if I see like a really good doctor, that's how I know which doctors are really good or not. Because the ones that are the best doctors I've ever seen, right off the bat, and they see me, they're like, oh, how'd you get that scar on your head? I'm like, you actually see it? Because most people don't even notice it. It's like very tiny under my hairline. But anyway, so I'm going to do a short and sweet segment because I have a really bad headache and I got a lot to do still for the week. But it's all good. I'm more relieved than anything. I can't resist a good pun either, so I can say I'm hard-headed. Ha ha ha. But anyway, maybe I'll come up with another pun. I've been thinking about that song. What's that song called by Maggie Rogers? Leave the Light On. I can't leave the light on with a broken lamp. Oh, my goodness. But then again, luckily it wasn't. Thank goodness that lamp wasn't plugged in. And thank goodness I wasn't using it. It could have been much worse, you know, because when I was a little kid, I was homesick alone one day with pneumonia. And I had a lamp, one of my favorite lamps. And it fell over and a little fire started. And I had to put it out by myself. I was only in third grade. And then my mom came home because she had taken off work for those 6 months with me, and I was seriously sick, and so I've always been afraid of fire ever since. So I'm actually really happy and relieved that this old lamp was not plugged in. And anyway, I should have known better. We have like stuff sitting up, you know, kind of high, you know, one of those desks. It's just like a storage desk, so to speak. You just have all kinds of stuff, you know, like looks like there's music CDs, game CDs right above where I'm sitting, and then up higher, the big shelf and all that, you know, and then cubbies here and there. Anyway, I'm so off track like always. Okay, but yeah, that's one of my favorite songs, Maggie Rogers. I think it's called Light On. I always say the Leave the Light On. It's a beautiful song. Yeah, but the actual title is Light On. Anyway, I've been thinking about that song ever since. It's a few minutes ago, ever since this happened. Less than half an hour ago. Okay, so let's talk about a couple things before I have to go on the short and sweet segment. I gotta be honest, I'm almost afraid to go to sleep tonight because I don't think I'm at risk of concussion, even though I did have an old lamp hit my head and can't believe I broke that dang lamp. Anyway, because I'm so hard-headed. I forgot what I was going to say. I hate that. Talking about the lamp, Maggie Rogers song. I don't know. Maybe it'll come back to me. A couple things. Big Brother, y'all know I'm a huge fan. Watched the episode tonight, and congrats to Cliff. I'm so excited. I really wanted Nicole to win HOH, but I'm really happy Cliff did. I hope Nicole will be safe. I'm a little worried for her only because, you know, these other house guests have these powers they could use, so it could still backfire and, on, you know, they could still possibly evict Nicole. I hope not. I hope it all works out, but I don't know. It was really interesting how he chose. I really want to find out why he chose the two he did. He chose Mickey, who had offered himself as a pawn. And spoiler alerts, obviously, but if you're a Big Brother fan, you probably already watched it, hopefully. And if not, forgive me and come back and listen to the rest of this later. Because I kind of ruined it for myself and knew all week that Cliff had won HOH. And so then I stopped reading because I get on Twitter and like read all these live updates about Big Brother. I'm like, why am I doing this? Why don't I just watch the show when it, you know, it's on air live, so I don't watch too much of it and I don't run the surprise. So I was really excited to find out who's going to put on the block tonight. So Mickey offered to be him, you know, be on the block as a pawn, which is a huge risk gamble to take. But his scenario was hoping, you know, his proposal was, I'll be a pawn if you put either Nick or Bella on the block with me. Because this 8-9 alliance has turned against each other. I guess Sam, the ninth one's kind of, I don't know, kind of in between person, but there's six of them that, three showmates that are wanting, well, one of them's technically not a showmates. Christy and Tommy are a pair, good friends, but anyway, they call them three showmates. Simplify it to six of them, six shooters, that's our alliance name. So six out of the nine have turned against another two, Nick and Bella, and, you know, trying to get them out of the house now. And wow, kudos to Cliff. I mean, wow, this guy is amazing. He he got evicted, came right back because he was one of the last of four. He was the fourth evicted, and the last four got to fight for a chance to come back, and he won. So it was almost like, you know, nothing changed because he came right back. Didn't even have to spend one night in camp comeback room. And then, you know, sadly, the other three had to go home. It was, you know, I think it's awesome they got to spend more time in the house, get to see them and learn more about them. But sad when they went. They seemed really nice. Ovi, David, and Cammy. I wish all three of them the best. And then, so Cliff comes back. That competition, he wins. Then, and Annie aces it, nonetheless. Like, this competition where they have to, like, I don't know what it's called, but they have to, like, have these boards they control and manually control and have to get these, like, balls to go down these boards, like this long board, and get the ball to go down the hole. And, like, literally, he got the eight balls one by one, like, every try, first try, got it. And it was just amazing. So he aced the competition, comes back, wins that, can't come back, you know, fourth evicted, comes right back. Then he wins HOH, head of household, just amazing. And then again, he put Mickey and the other guy, I keep calling Aquaman Jackson, on the block. So I know, of course, Mickey's a pawn on the, you know, thought he was going to be a pawn on the block, isn't happy that Nick nor Bella are on there. So I'm intrigued to find out why he put Jackson. I know when he was, you know, doing the diary room sessions on the episode tonight, he mentioned some of them were just getting too cocky, too arrogant, and, you know, he's kind of, you know, he's the oldest in the house. He's very wise and older. And I'm wondering if the egos just got to him or if, you know, this is part of his gameplay strategy. He seems pretty smart. Seems like he's been playing the game pretty well overall. But I don't know. I'm afraid this might backfire on him, you know. So we'll see. Man, my head hurts. Forgive me. Okay. So I turned 45 on Thursday. I almost wasn't even going to mention it. It's kind of sad. Like, I'm thankful for every year. Don't get me wrong. I'm just not really celebrating it, you know? Well, I am, but I'm not. So I came up with this idea instead because I don't know if I'm just getting older. just like, yeah, it's another day. But like, I used to be like, yeah, well, let's have a party and I'll get together. But I mean, I did get to see my friends, just like a regular social gathering, you know, dinner, Saturday night last night, which was nice. A few of us got together and, you know, just like we do once in a while. That was fun. But, you know, for my birthday, done nothing, and I'm really fine with that. So I kind of am acknowledging it, but in a different way. Instead of like party or all that, I came up with a goal and decided I want to give back. And so I thought, you know, I'm going to reach out and ask for 45 rolls of yarn. And then what I can do is turn around and make and donate items with that yarn, which I started doing. And I'm really excited. So I reached out to family and friends and neighbors. I had a neighbor just tonight drop off a nice bag of yarn. I was like, wow. So thank you to Judith and all the others. Thank you to all the neighbors, family, friends who have helped so far. It's amazing. If you want to help, just message me, or you can go. Some people have been giving money, just saying, here, go buy the yarn. And other people have been, you know, actually dropping off the yarn. So up to you if you want to be a part of it. You know, or if not, don't worry about it, you know, just mention it because some people have asked me about it, but you can go to GoFundMe.com and then it's 45 birthday wish. So GoFundMe.com/45 birthday wish, and it'll show some pictures and explain, you know, it has updates and all that. So currently for this month, by end of July, I'm making 45 baby booties, like baby shoes, you know, made via crochet, to donate to Souls for Souls. But each month I'm hoping for my age of 45 each month for the whole year to donate, make and donate to different causes, and, you know, give back to my community and elsewhere as well. Souls for Souls is very near and dear to my heart. I learned about it back in 2010 when my favorite band, I introduced them at House of Blues in Dallas on September 30th, 2010. And it was the first time I ever heard of Souls for Souls, you know. And I remember feeling bad because Mr. Fonte, the lead singer, had asked, you know, anyone want to donate shoes, and no one really donated them. And so I felt bad. I didn't really have an extra pair on me at the time. I didn't really understand what was going on. And so I went home and I like Google searched and learned a lot about this organization. And it's Souls for Souls. So it's S-O-L-E-S. Number 4, S-O-U-L-S, if you want to Google it. I think it's .org, but don't quote me. Anyway, and they're amazing. I mean, they do mostly shoes, but they do some other items too, which I'm going to reach out to, like crocheters and knitters, anyone listening. They can always use socks. I think that would be awesome to get crochet and knitter group going, and for us to, you know, because I need to figure out how to make socks better. I can make baby booties no problem, but socks is a little tricky for me. It takes me a lot longer to figure out. I've done a couple of pair in the past, but I'm not that great at just regular socks. So, but I would love to get better at that. So that's another goal I'd love to do too, a side note there. But anyway, and so yeah, they donate, that people collect, donate shoes to this organization, you know, and then they donate here in the States and elsewhere, like Haiti is a great example, of all ages, you know, shoes in need. One of my favorite stories, I can't remember what city it was, here in the U.S. somewhere. I think they had a devastation in some town, and like even the policemen, firemen, like all their, I think if I understood correctly, all their work shoes were basically ruined. And so they, Souls for Souls, got it all together and gave them, you know, new work shoes. And it was just really neat. Just cool stories like that. But yeah, so I was just going to mention the Big Brother show tonight and then the yarn. And I just want to say thank you all. I do appreciate the birthday wishes and all. Don't get me wrong. I'm extremely thankful for every year of life and want to give back. And I just, you know, a lot of people have been like, well, let's have a party. I'm like, no. I don't know. I love getting with people and just socializing and all that. Don't get me wrong. I don't feel like I need a hoopla or whatever. You know what I mean? But it's all good. I appreciate all the love, support as always. Please forgive me. My head really hurts. So I'm going to wrap it up now. Wishing each of you a wonderful and safe week ahead. Yeah. And if you want to learn more about Souls for Souls, or if you have suggestions for, you know, items for me to make and donate to different causes, I'm always open to those suggestions. I love learning more, you know, about that, because check out the GoFundMe.com/45 birthday wish, and you'll see the different items and causes so far I've thought of to try to give back to throughout this year, you know, different ones each month. And then Last but not least, I hope you'll also reach out. Best way to reach me initially is on Twitter at CoffeeTalkWC. If you want to nominate yourself or someone else for, suggest anyone for be a guest interview request and or topic suggestions. So I'm always open to those ideas too. And oh my gosh, my head hurts so bad, y'all. I'm so sorry. I feel bad because I really want to get back to this two-hour segment, but I don't know. This might be a summer thing, the short and sweet segments, because a lot's going on this summer. And then hopefully by fall, we'll finally get back to the longer two-hour format, because I really do like two-hour format, because a lot of y'all like to call in that last hour. And I love speaking with y'all, hearing y'all's beautiful voices. So hopefully we can do a current events and open mic night segment. That's my favorite. Hear y'all's poetry and music and comedy, all that and more. Oh, last but not least, once again, but different topic. Check out Backdoor Comedy Club. Look them up on Facebook because they are about to, well, they just opened their new location. I think it's at Richardson, but give them love and support. They're amazing. They just moved locations after so many years. Over a decade, I think 12 years, they were at DoubleTree Hotel in Dallas, and the hotel is expanding their bar, So they had to find a new location, and so I think they moved to a place in Richardson. So just find them on Facebook, give them some love, and if you get a chance, check out their comedy shows. They're amazing. Linda and Jan are the owners. Tell them Shell said hi, and hopefully I can get there soon myself. All right, love and peace. I really better go to bed. I'm scared to go to sleep, though. I may just go get in bed and crochet those baby booties for souls for souls. All right, good night and prayers. Love and peace. This is Shell signing off. Bye, y'all. Oh, I want to try to play Time to Go Home by Michael Franti and Spearhead for all the military and veterans and their loved ones, and special dedication to my soldier friends, Screaming Eagles, and Lieutenant Emmy, all of y'all in the Air Force, Army, and all military branches. I thank y'all for all y'all do. I always try to play this song every week, and I'm sorry I have such a short segment. It may or may not play. I might only be able to play a snippet as I wrap up. All right, gotta go. Bye.
Take our boys away.